Flipping Ninja Boot Camp eBay Basic Training. So eBay, if you don't know, is a place where you buy and sell things, and it could be pretty much anything from, you know, baseball cards, cell phones, cars even, socks, clothing, water bottles, cell phone cases, LCD displays, computers, keyboards, bike parts, car parts, basically anything across the board. I mean, eBay is the place where you can sell, you know, the most random items ever, or, you know, the most common items ever. eBay, it's such a large marketplace that, it's the perfect spot for just regular everyday type things, as well as things like antiques or rare collectibles that you might have, or especially things that will not really sell that well locally. Like if you post it locally on Craigslist and it's just not selling, post it on eBay and you'll probably get it sold, pretty quickly. Assuming you've got, you know, all the other elements in place, like good pictures, good description, good keywords, and etc. Now here's the thing about eBay. So on Craigslist, it's nice because you can sell locally, you know, you can sell for cash, and it's just a very easy, smooth transition. Now on eBay, you have to ship things. So if someone buys something that you posted on eBay, you're going to have to go and package it up and pay for shipping to have it shipped to them. And the other thing about eBay is that you can't use it for free. Now you can post things for sale for free, like you can list the actual items for free, but once the item sells, eBay is going to take a percentage of that sale and basically keep it. So they're going to charge you a little fee, I think it's like 10% of every sale they usually take, but it's not a huge deal ultimately, because especially if you're selling a lot of things on eBay, I mean, that's great because you're selling things, you're making money, and you're just paying a small fee. But if you think about it, if you're selling a pretty expensive item, it can add up. For example, I recently acquired an autographed guitar by Michael Jackson. It's freaking awesome. I got this awesome Michael Jackson autographed guitar. I mean, it came with a letter of authenticity and everything. And I'm a huge MJ fan, so when I came across it, I was like, oh my God, is this for real? Like I freaking jumped on it. So it's just crazy. I can't believe that I never thought I'd get a freaking autographed guitar by the King of Pop, you know? So long story short, I had it for a while, etc. And just to test the waters, I posted it on eBay along with the complete package deal. So I've got a lot of Michael Jackson stuff. Like I've got CDs, like just random memorabilia, his glove and all that. So I posted the complete package on eBay for $11,000. Okay. Now at 11 grand, I just ran the numbers because eBay has a fee calculator where you can plug in your numbers and they'll give you like an estimate of how much you'll have to pay in fees if it sells. So I just plugged in the numbers, just out of curiosity. So 10% of 11 grand is $1,100. Okay. It's $1,100. But here's the thing, the maximum dollar amount in fees that eBay would take from any one transaction is $750. Okay, so that means even though 10% of 11 grand is $1,100, it tops off at $750. So if I sold that guitar for $11,000, that means I would have to pay eBay $750 in fees. Now at that point, that's kind of a lot of money. So just to paint a picture for you on what you're dealing with when it comes to eBay. Now, like I said, that doesn't mean I'm not going to use eBay because of their fees, because I've made a lot of money on eBay. I mean, I've made thousands of dollars buying and selling things. And if it wasn't for eBay, it would greatly affect my flipping business and all that. So, but just so you're aware that they do charge a fee. So that's something to think about. And with that being said, here's the great thing about eBay. So on eBay, if you have like small items or just complete random things, like weird collector's items or something just, you know, super unique, hard to find or rare, or I'd say even as far as clothing, like if you have like clothing that probably be difficult to sell locally, or shoes, or maybe even a cell phone, basically anything that's smaller that might be hard to sell locally. That is what eBay is perfect for. I mean, it's perfect for selling things like a pair of shoes that's maybe your size. You know, just post it up for sale. And the reason is because there's so many people on eBay that the likelihood of that one person who's looking for that exact set of shoes that is their size is much higher. So that's the cool thing about eBay. I mean, and I talk about a great example of about the stuffed monkey in a wood box, Mr. Snodgrass and his toy chest. So if you go in the blueprint on page, I believe it's page 69 or 70, or I talk about the stuffed monkey, stuffed animal that I found at a thrift store that I managed to pick up, and I sold it for, you know, a lot of money on eBay, and it was just a crazy story. So I talk about that in the blueprint. Go check it out if you haven't read it already, but, you know, it's just a complete random stuffed animal that I found, and I bought it super cheap and I sold it for a lot of money on eBay. Now, I don't know what was so special about this stuffed animal, but like I said, it was like a bidding war started. You know, people were, you know, were bidding for it. They wanted it. So another thing, I found eBay useful for is, you know, like art pieces or like old maps. I've sold a lot of old school world maps. I've sold bowling balls on eBay, pretty much anything across the board. So think about that when you, you know, when you come across things at thrift stores, like if you come across a random small item that you're like, oh yeah, nobody would buy that locally. Like I said, post it everywhere, post it on Craigslist and eBay, but keep in mind that if it's a more random item, it's more likely to sell on eBay. Okay. So, that's the cool part about eBay. There's your likelihood of selling more, you know, a wider variety of items is much higher. So that being said, you can really monetize it and search for those random items and you know, take a shot at it. Post it on eBay and post a super nice ad, nice pictures, get an auction and see what happens.